This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2188. Same name, how to connect over this commonality.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
What can you say when you meet someone with the same name? This is an opportunity for connection in English. Today, find out what to say to connect. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey there, Michelle. How's everything going today?
Good, good. Everything is good. How are you?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling fresh this morning, ready for a big snowstorm here in Denver. So yay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good luck. Lindsay's a pretty common name, right? Do you frequently meet a lot of people with your name?
Annoyingly, yes. I say that because my parents, I was born in 81. And I assert that I was an early Lindsay. And my parents would always say Lindsay was kind of a new name. It was actually, I think, more a male name. It is really? A male. It's a gender neutral name, believe it or not. I think historically more in England and Ireland, it was used as a male's name. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, Lindsey Graham, right?
And oh, so, true.
Yeah. And so I think I was like at the cutting edge of the name, but then the millennials who are like 5, 6, 7 years older, then the name became super popular. And so now it's just a common name. So that's my gripe.
That's your gripe. Well, we are going to be talking about this today. This is your idea for a topic. I am super excited for this episode. I think it's so fun. It's so specific. Is there any chance, Lindsay, that you would find this episode topic, this situation in a textbook, do you think?
Oh, I really doubt it. It would have to be quite the textbook. And I would probably buy that textbook if it showed up. So we're doing this here. This came from a moment when I was on the treadmill at Orange Theory and there happened to be a Lindsay right next to me and we struck up a conversation. Of course we did, because that's what you do, right? When you see someone or meet someone with your name, it always happens. So it's a connection moment, Michelle.
It for sure is. So we're going to get more into this today. I'm excited. Guys, keep on listening. Make sure that you don't stop listening. And at the end of the episode, we are going to have a key poll. Guys, we've been doing these really fun, informative key polls through Spotify. If you listen through Spotify, you will be able to get a poll question and answer it. It's a great way to interact with us, and we get to learn about you. We will announce the results of the poll in a future episode. So I love this. So keep on listening. We're going to give you that poll at the end.
Yeah, guys. And don't forget to hit that follow button. Now, if you love the kinds of episodes we do, we go very in depth with the English language and we focus heavily on connection. If you love our style, go ahead and hit the follow button so you don't miss a single episode. Right, Michelle?
Absolutely. Okay. So Lindsay, how do you feel when you meet somebody with your name? Like when you met this girl at Orange yes. Theory, what was your reaction?
You know, there's always a smile. There's an immediate sense of connection for sure, mm-hmm. even though you're not going to become best friends, probably. There's a moment of connection, which is kind of nice, right? It's fun. It's like among all these other people, these strangers in this room, you and I have this connection, so we can enjoy that moment. I mean, these are the moments of life, right, Michelle, that we want to focus on and know what to do. So yeah, I think it's fun. Yeah.
It is fun. Well, don't you think it would be weird if you didn't react? If you just said, "Hi, I'm Lindsay," and somebody said, "Hi, I'm Lindsay," and that was it. It would just feel empty, like you were yes. giving up an opportunity to have a connection moment. You can't yes. not react.
You have to do something. So that's and I'm sure that for our listeners, for you guys, I'm sure in your native language, you do something, right? You don't just, you know, move on with your day. There's some kind of micro moment of connection. So now today it's all about showing you how to do that in English. So I'm excited.
Yes. Yes. Yes, exactly. All right. So guys, if you haven't already, head on over to episode 2181 of All Ears English. This was You Can Rely Upon Us for English Grammar. Yes. So that was a good one. So, okay, let's get into it. So I think people normally get pretty excited about sharing names. Lindsay, what are some of the common names in our generation-ish that you can think of?
Well, grudgingly, our names, Lindsay and Michelle, are both pretty common. Ashley, Sarah, Jennifer, Jessica is a common name.
Jessica.
For men, John, Mike. When I was a kid in school, I remember it was always Sarah, John, Mike, and Katie. Kate or Katie. Super common names.
Yeah. For I feel like X. Ryan is also a pretty common one for, and I don't know. I feel like the typical men's names, I feel like a lot of them are still popular today. Whereas I don't know. I feel like the women's names have changed a lot more. I don't know if that's true though.
Yeah, I mean, there are some steady ones, like David has always been a common name, right?
Yeah,
for sure. Some that kind of are timeless. They go over the generations. I guess John and Mike also very, you know, timeless, I suppose. Although I don't know too many young kids named John or Mike. I don't know. Who knows, right?
Well, actually, it's funny with the name Michelle, because I don't think there are babies being named Michelle.
Right.
But I think there are babies being named little boys Maybe. Being named Michael still. I don't know. I feel like Michael is still in for a boy and Michelle is out. I haven't seen any baby Michelles.
So this is definitely, look, we're having fun talking about it. It's just a fun topic, right? And, you know, as you get older, if you have children, you can come back to the topic too. It's also fun to think about naming your child, which I think we've probably done some episodes on that before, common names in the US, that kind of thing. But where are we taking this one today, Michelle?
Let's talk about this connection moment, because if this happens to you, you definitely want to connect. So let's talk about a few steps you can take. Lindsay, what is the first step?
Yeah. So acknowledge, just kind of name the thing that's a little awkward, but a little fun at the same time. So you could say, for example, or hi, I'm also Lindsay. So let's say someone introduced themselves to me and said, hi, I'm Lindsay. And I say, oh, hi, I'm also Lindsay. So you wouldn't say, hi, I'm Lindsay.
Right. You wouldn't just say, hi, I'm Lindsay. Unless you were saying it in a cute way, maybe, I'm Lindsay. You could do that. I'm Lindsay.
You could actually. And that would be, I would put that on the list.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of fun. It's kind of playful. Maybe I would use that more in a party where we have mutual friends. And I know I'm going to be more around this person. I'm going to be a little more playful rather than just at Orange Theory, the person next to me on the treadmill. It's going to be a little more straightforward the way I connect with that person, right?
Right, right. Or you could say, my name's your name too. So my name's Michelle too.
Yes. Or you could say, that's my name, right? So again, the person says, hi, I'm Lindsay. And I say, oh, that's my name. All right, good.
You know, it's funny. Maybe we should do another episode in a similar vein, is connecting through birthdays. A lot of times, my birthday is next month. Oh, my birthday. Oh, what's your day? There's always, people are always excited to find out. They have super similar birthday. Or yeah, my dad's born on that day.
Right. And then people go into star signs and personalities. And it's a big opener for sure. Yeah. Guys, you know, hit the follow button if you love this kind of topic. Yeah, we're gonna have fun for sure. That. And by the way, I want to highlight a bonus episode, Michelle, that you just said in a similar vein. Are we talking about veins in our arms?
In a similar vein. No, in a similar vein. It's just a similar idea, a similar similar I'm bringing up. So yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So that's so we'll come back to that one in another episode.
Yes.
Okay. So first step is acknowledge. What would be the next thing you would do?
Spelling, if it comes up. So this doesn't necessarily happen if it's a name that's always spelled the same, but there are so many names that are spelled in many different ways. And yes, Lindsay, you and I have names that have different spellings. So Lindsay, how do you spell your name and how do some other Lindsays spell their name?
Yeah. So I spell my name with an A-Y, which doesn't exactly make sense because the more logical spelling of Lindsay would be E-Y, and that's what the other half of the population has. And then there are, of course, outliers who have different L-I-N-Z-Y or something creative that their parents came up with. Most people, though, are A-Y and E-Y. What about Michelle?
Yeah. So Michelle, the thing that is always the commentary is how many L's are in the name. So it's always one L or two L's. So I have two L's, but sometimes I meet a Michelle with one L and it looks so weird to me because different. It's so different from what I'm used to.
And so what, so there's always kind of a quick response, a way of asking this, right? So for Lindsay, it's always, oh, A-Y or E-Y. That's what I'll ask. Or that's what, and what about you?
Right. One L or two.
Okay.
So if you have, I mean, let's just go over some names that might have different spellings. Like there's Megan. Megan can be spelled in a few different ways, but I've seen an M-E-G-A-N or sometimes there's an H. So M-E-G-H-A-N. So a Megan might say H or no H. Something like that.
Yeah. And I don't know exactly for each of these because I haven't had that conversation, right? But something in that neighborhood, right? Steven would be, you can spell it with a V, S-T-E-V-E-N or S-T-E-P-H-E-N. So maybe someone might say V or P-H.
Right. And sometimes the P-H is pronounced Stefan. It gets confusing.
Oh, yeah.
Or Robbie or with an I-E at the end or with a Y. Or even John, you know, sometimes it's J-O-H-N. Sometimes it's just J-O-N. So there, I mean, there are so many examples of different spellings with names. So this is probably a step that might happen in a conversation.
Yeah. And this is one each of our listeners has to figure out what that response is based on prior conversations. We can't tell you because the only one I really know, like for sure, is how I say it with other Lindsays. A-Y or E-Y. It's very short and sweet, but we all know it. It's coming. And that's what you said. Okay.
Right. Right. Yeah. And if you're not sure if there's that specific way of spelling in a different way, you could always say, oh, how do you spell it?
Sure.
And then share how you spell yours.
Oh, I love it. So far we're talking about acknowledging that we have the same name and then asking about spelling if it applies. Right, Michelle?
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we are back, Michelle, for number three. What would be something else that we could say?
So the third one is just a little bit something extra. So something to add on. So maybe how common it is, if it feels right. And you could, this doesn't have to be in the complete right order. You could talk about this before the spelling or whatever, but you could do a joke or some commentary. If you share the same name, you're going to share something. So think about what ties you to your name and how others might identify that as well if they have the same name.
Yeah. Another example would be if your name starts with like an X, a Y, or a Z, talking about coming last in alphabetical order, if it's by first name or last name. That actually could go for last names too, right? And what else? So let's give some examples, right? So did your teachers always mispronounce your name? And that's actually a big connection moment, because if this was a source of challenge for you as a kid in school, you're both going to have had that.
Yeah. Exactly. Or you could say, do people always spell your name wrong? So maybe we both spell our name, like maybe how you were talking about Lindsay, maybe A-Y, maybe E-Y, but maybe there's a completely different way, an alternative way that people spell it. And if you meet someone who spells it like that too, you might say, oh, did people always spell your name wrong?
Exactly. Or if your name, if this was a special moment, like a once in a lifetime, twice in a lifetime, and it's not commonly shared, I never meet anyone with my name. Oh, wow, you have my name. I never meet anyone with the same name.
Right.
Say that. Okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or something just similar to, or did you like your name growing up? So, Lindsay, do you like your name?
These days, less and less, because I realized it's become common. I liked it when I was a kid. I thought it was unique and new, but not anymore. I think, like I said, everyone after me. And just, yeah, I think you don't have to do this extra step, right? But if it feels right, if you're in a place where there's space to speak and have the conversation, right?
Exactly. If you are two people running on your treadmill next to each other and you're huffing and puffing, you don't need to go through all the steps. Maybe you talk about it with them after, or you have to evaluate how much time you have for this conversation, how open this person seems to talking. But you have some tools now that you can use.
Right. And you could also just make a commentary on how common, if your name is common, I don't think we really said this, you could say, oh, it's so common these days, right? Something like that.
Okay. That would be good. Yes, right. That would definitely be good. And it's funny because then names become, I mean, there are no babies named Michelle now, but if I have grandchildren one day, they might be named Michelle and they'll think of it, it's all the names, it's cyclical. So a name now, little babies are being named old lady names.
Yeah, it's like there are no new names. There are very few new names, right?
Right,
think they're new, but they're just coming back around from three generations back. Yeah, that's interesting.
Exactly. Okay. So let's do a role play. Let's put it all together. Here, you are not Lindsay and I am not Michelle. We are both Allison.
Okay, sounds good. All right, here we go. Hey, I'm Allison.
Hi, I'm also Allison.
Oh, too funny. One L or two?
Two.
I'm two.
Oh, wait, oops. Hold on. I'm one. You should, oops. That should say.
Oh, we screwed up the...
Okay. All right, guys, let's try this again.
Okay.
Let's go to that.
Starting over. Here we go. Hey, I'm Allison.
Hi, I'm also Allison.
Oh, too funny. One L or two?
Two.
I'm one.
Ah, the wrong spelling.
Yeah, the wrong spell. Right. So you could tease someone, also very common, saying, oh, you're spelling it wrong. But you're not serious, of course.
No,
you're just making joke and a smile. Everyone's going to smile at that. Okay.
Right.
Good. Yes. So what do we say here, Michelle, real quick?
Okay. So I said, hi. You said, hey, I'm Allison. And I said, hi, I'm also Allison. So acknowledging.
Mm-hmm. And then I said, too funny. One L or two? So what is too funny? It's too funny that we have the same name. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like I'm introducing it in a funny way. Hey, I'm also Allison.
Right. Exactly. And then I ask you about spelling and then you say two, right? And then, of course, I have a difference. So I say, I'm one, meaning I have one L in my name. Okay.
Right. So this next part is really the something extra here. I'm just teasing, the wrong spelling.
And this kind of comes down to identity as well. You can go one level deeper with the person if they spell it the same way, because then you can have a commentary about all those other guys that spell it E-Y. They're wrong. Right.
Right. So there's a lot with the spelling that can lead you to more conversation, actually.
Yeah, there are like layers of connection we can get to, or we could keep it as simple as greeting the person in the gym on the treadmill next to us. But we have options here. So, Michelle, we have a poll for our listeners today to finish off the episode. Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. Guys, if you're listening on Spotify, you can interact with us in this poll now. So the poll question is, do you like your name? Yes or no?
Yeah, and there's no in between. You can't say sort of or kind of. You have to say yes or no. Love it. Can't wait to see the results of that. Yes. And Michelle, what's our takeaway for today?
Okay, well, this is a huge connection point. This is a lot of fun. You want to acknowledge it in some way. It would be weird not to have any acknowledgement, any reaction at all. Mm-hmm. Like Lindsay said, you probably do this in your first language. You probably have a way of doing this. So this is not going to be a new idea to you, but it's just a fun way to get to know people and follow those three steps, right? So we've broken it down for you. Acknowledge and spelling if necessary, and then something extra.
All right, good. I mean, look at where we can find connection. It's kind of lurking everywhere. The opportunities for connection, Michelle, this is a great one. And we can take it as far as we want. If we're at a party, mutual friends, that could become the beginning of a friendship. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or it could be a simple greeting and then you move on with your day or your workout or your workday or whatever it is. So you have options, guys. All right, good stuff.
Michelle, this was fun. Thanks for this topic, Lindsay.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.